When I was reading your book, I noticed that you don't put any quotation marks in any of the dialogue that goes on in your book. The only time you do use quotation marks are when you're actually quoting maybe a reporter or a section of a book. And I also noticed that you don't put translations for any of the Spanish that you use it pretty limitedly, but you don't put any translations for any of the Spanish in the book.
So that decision sort of came because, you know, to me, the words that were spoken were part of the landscape and this experience, and, you know, they like float through the air in this way that I wanted to represent them on the page. I think quotation marks often pull us away from the other, you know, it segregates what's being said from the person who's telling it or from the descriptions that surround it. And I know that it makes it easier for us to interact with on the page, but that's one of the challenges I gave myself as a writer, was to incorporate the conversations with, you know, the descriptions of these people and these places and the scenery. I wanted readers to, you know, really inhabit the moment. And with the Spanish, I am a translator. I translate from Spanish into English, but I was very particular about what I chose to leave in Spanish, because I think even if we don't understand what's being said, that's the reality of the border, is that it's a place where two languages are spoken. And so I wanted to maintain as much as I could, you know, without losing the reader, but to like authentically represent how we speak.